We are now pleased to be joined on the phone line by Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson for some insight on this game. Galen, just to kick things off here, obviously they were kind of all over you in the first period. What changed from the first period where you were outshot 18-3 to a very good second period? What was the biggest difference in your eyes?
I think, we just started working a little bit harder, moving our feet a bit more, wanting the puck in certain areas, like, just getting open for each other and making winning decisions, I think, in the second and the first, obviously a little bit flat and making a poor decision here and there. And then the second we cleaned it up, and I thought the third was very good as well.
Yeah, for sure. The third, you outshoot them 18-8. I mean, it's one thing to, earn your way back into the game, but you guys, you actually got even. Like, you tied the game 2-2. We tied it twice. You tied it 1-1. You went down again, but you kept battling and tied it 2-2. So what was more of the, it seemed like the third was even better. Like, did anything change in your eyes? You said you're doing better things in the second. Was there anything else that you can turn to say, hey, and this even was even better? This got us even with the Chiefs.
I think, pushing back their D and playing behind them, being physical too. I think the guys that, like I said, it starts with moving your feet and then finishing your checks and closing time and space a little quicker. And I thought we did that in the third. And, with the effort level that we had from the guys, I think we deserve better tonight for sure.
Yeah. So what was, I guess, the last play, it's a tough one, but can you just, from a coaching perspective, take us through, it was a shot from the outside and it looked like there was obviously a screen in front. Is that usually a shot that, you're kind of fine to allow?
No, I mean, not there. It kind of started before we got into D zone. It was, on the far side, there was one of their players was trying to handle the puck against the boards, and our forward came up to check him. And I think, that forward was at the end of a shift, so obviously tired, but he kind of just let him go by, kind of swooped by, and he got in, and it turned into kind of more of a numerical advantage for them coming into the zone. And then, as it kind of rolled around the back of the net, it came up high, and in our system, our D aren't chasing all the way up, so they returned. And so that middle kind of, when there's any like switches up top or rolls, our centerman comes to the middle of the ice and flexes out on that. So there's a little bit of a delay there that allowed that shot through. A bit of a screen on net, but I mean, our defenseman was right there looking to box out, and I think that they did a good flash screen on that.
Yes, and it's obviously also a good player shooting that puck from up high. What was the message, I guess, after this game? Because it's just, you look at the standings and it's tough, right? It's tough to see other teams picking up points and you guys still on the outside looking in. What was the message to the group after tonight's game?
I think, the urgency that we had in the second and the third, we could be proud of. But at the end of the day, like we need points right now. So we have to play a full 60 minute like that to put ourselves in the best chance to get those points. And, that was the message after the game. I think we could live with the effort and everything, but it has to be a full 60-minute effort.
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much for the time, Galen. We'll talk to you tomorrow in Portland. We appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Nathan.